Welcome to Prompted, the podcast where we spark imagination, one writing prompt at a time. My name is Eric, and if you love exploring new ideas, pushing your writing in unexpected directions, or just need a little creative spark, you're in the right place. New episodes of Prompted will be released every Monday, so be sure to tune in each week for fresh inspiration. You can subscribe on our website or find us on your favorite podcast platform. In each episode, I'll share my own creative work inspired by last week's writing prompts so you can see how it all comes together. Then, at the end of each episode, I'll give you a writing prompt to explore on your own. In some episodes, I might share a song that I've created with an AI-powered music tool called Suno, that's S-U-N-O, which all starts with one of my original poems. Now, I'm not trying to replace professional musicians or musicianship. Instead, I see this as a way to bring my words to life in a new and creative way, at least until I connect with real musicians in real life. So, without further ado, let's dive into today's creative writing journey. For today's deep dive, I want to talk about something that might make you feel a little silly, but is absolutely essential for creative writing, and that is surrendering to the ridiculous. But what does it mean exactly to surrender to the ridiculous? Let's dive into why embracing absurdity can be a powerful tool for creative writers. Absurdity often gets a bad rap in the writing world. What if I told you that leaning into the absurd could actually unlock your creative potential? That it could help you craft stories that are unique, surprising, and honestly a whole lot of fun? Writers like Lewis Carroll and Kurt Vonnegut have shown us the power of absurdity. Whether it's through whimsical world-building in Alice's Adventures in Wonderland, or the time-bending chaos of Slaughterhouse-Five. For some writers, absurdity is a way to comment on the strange and often harsh realities of life. Others, myself included, use it to highlight the ridiculousness of everyday situations. So if you're ready to shake off your inner seriousness and learn how you can use absurdity in your own writing to add humor, to surprise your audience, and to break free from predictable storytelling, let's dive into the wonderful world of absurdity in creative writing. Defining the absurd. So, what exactly makes something absurd? At its core, absurdity in creative writing is about breaking reality's rules. It's where logic takes a back seat and the impossible suddenly feels right at home. Here are some key elements of absurdity to watch for. Illogical logic, where reason just doesn't apply. Characters might make choices that defy common sense, or events might unfold in ways that can't be explained, but somehow it all works within the story. Surrealism. Reality gets distorted. Characters might experience dreamlike sequences or bizarre things happen without explanation, like a fish giving legal advice, and everyone just accepts it. Anti-naturalism. Normal human behavior? Toss it out the window. In absurd writing, characters might act in ways that completely ignore psychology, social norms, or even self-preservation. But absurdity isn't just about being weird. It's also one of the best tools for comedy, including these two elements. Non sequiturs. This is when things unfold in completely unexpected ways. A character might be in the middle of a dramatic confession and suddenly start discussing their deep fear of spoons. Deadpan humor. Delivering something utterly ridiculous with complete seriousness. Like a character explaining, in great detail, how their neighbor's pet iguana is secretly controlling the stock market. So what happens when you combine all these elements? Illogical logic, surrealism, anti-naturalism, non-sequiturs, and deadpan humor? You get a world where gravity only works when someone is watching. So the moment people are alone, they just start floating away. Or one where doors refuse to open unless you compliment them first. This is absurdity in all its glory, a place where reality bends, breaks, or just shrugs and walks away. And that's exactly what makes it so much fun. And there you have it, a basic absurdity primer. With these tools, you're ready to shake off your inner seriousness and dive headfirst into writing stories that surprise, delight, and maybe even make people laugh out loud. So go ahead, let gravity misbehave, let logic twist itself into knots, and let your characters act like they're losing their minds. Because, let's be honest, sometimes they should. Remember, absurdity isn't a flaw, it's a superpower. Happy writing! Now, let's dive into some brand new, freshly crafted microtales that have been simmering in my creative cauldron. These three original microfiction pieces are the result of some excellent writing prompts for the last week or so. I hope you enjoy. This first microfiction piece comes from the word prompt of mistake. I had a lot of fun with this one, leaning into suspense and, of course, a little absurdity. Agent Dex cut the red wire. The bomb beeped. Wait, was it blue? The screen flashed. Error, incorrect wire. Downloading Windows update, 2 hours remaining. Dex screamed. The villain screamed. The bomb sighed. Mistakes were made. The second microfiction piece comes from the word prompt of mess. That's M-E-S-S, mess. I managed to tell a story in less than 20 words. This is why I love microfiction. Schrödinger's cat threw a party. The mess is both catastrophic and non-existent until I open the door. The third microfiction piece comes from the word prompt of canoodle. Now that's a word that usually leans romantic, but I wanted to add some suspense, absurdity, and just a hint of paranoia, which is a little nod to one of my favorite writers, Hunter S. Thompson. The motel hummed with danger. Jenny clutched the duffel. I eyed the vents. Something was watching. The walls pulsed. A note slid under the door. We know you canoodled. My breath hitched. Outside, sirens wailed. Run, I whispered. But the doorknob was already turning. Let's turn our attention to some original poetry that I'm excited to share. Here are three poems that are a result of fantastic writing prompts over the last week or so. Each one a unique reflection of the creative sparks that have ignited within me. From the ridiculous to the profound. The poems I'm sharing today are not just words on a page, they're windows into the human experience. Join me as we explore the passion that burns within us, the inspiration that drives us, and the insatiability that can consume us. The first poem comes from the word prompt of passion. This poem blends two forms, the acrostic, where the first letters of each line spell out the prompt, and the haiku, a form known for its brevity and natural rhythm. The challenge was balancing the restraint of the haiku with the intensity of passion. Creative constraints like these are great for pushing poets to think differently. They force precision, making every word count. Pure fire burns within as we chase the fleeting light. Silence meets our hearts. Seeking what is true, in the quiet we find peace, open to the sky, never letting go. The second poem comes from the word prompt of inspiration. It's a word that can mean so many things, a spark, a force, a guiding light. But for me, this particular word brought to mind someone who embodied it, my mentor, my friend, Mike Wine. A journalist in the truest sense, a storyteller with integrity, and a man whose love for words and baseball shaped so much of what I know. With this piece, I wanted to capture not just a memory, but a presence, the way a person's influence lingered long after they're gone. I kept the writing tight, purposeful, like the lessons he taught me. There's a rhythm to it, a nod to both the precision of language and the poetry of the game he loved. You were ink before the page, a voice before the story, steady as the press, sharp as the lead. A real journalist, when words had weight, when stories stood tall, when truth outran the byline. You taught me language was a craft, a well-placed pitch, a perfect game, never wasted, always earned. Cooperstown still hums with your footsteps, the crack of a bat, the poetry of stats, numbers stacked like stories waiting to be told. And even now, you remain, a lesson I could never repay, a voice folded into my own, the kind of inspiration that never fades. The third poem comes from the word prompt of insatiable, a hunger that can't be satisfied, a craving that never ends. I started thinking about obsession, about wanting something so badly that reality itself bends around that need. And then the absurd question hit me. What if someone was so desperate for love, they fell for their own reflection? I fell in love at first sight, or second, or third, depending on the lighting. They always met my gaze, always tilted their head just so, never interrupted me mid-sentence to check their notifications. They understood me. They were me. It was perfect, until it wasn't. One morning, they didn't show up, just an empty mirror, cold and silent. No note, no warning, no slow fade out like a bad relationship, just gone. But my hunger for them is insatiable. I check every window, every polished spoon, every dark screen that might still hold them. I text, I call, I stand in front of every reflective surface in town, whispering, "I know you're out there." A handprint appears in the bathroom mirror, not mine. The silver fogs up, spelling words I didn't write. Let me go. But I can't, I won't. I check the mirror at 3 a.m. every night, hoping, waiting, pleading, until my shadow shifts on its own, until the glass whispers back. They left me, but I think they still watch. And someday, when I least expect it, I'll turn around, and they won't be where they're supposed to be. They'll be behind me. I'm excited to share my own take on the writing prompt from episode 6, which was fill in the blank. So without further ado, here is my poetic response. The test was simple, they said. A sentence, a space, a choice. But the blank stared back, hungry, hollow, waiting. I tried logic, elephant, didn't fit. I tried poetry, moonlit serendipity, too much. I tried rebellion, nothing. The blank laughed. It stretched, yawned, unzipped itself, became a doorway, a mouth, a bottomless chasm. I tripped, tumbled, became a dash, lost between words, forgotten between lines, a space in the story waiting to be filled. And that was my poetic take on fill in the blank. But sometimes a blank isn't just a space, it's a demand, a challenge, maybe even a trap. Here's my microfiction response. The official government form had one question: what is your purpose? Underneath, a single blank line. Hugo pondered. To eat sandwiches. Too trivial. To transcend space and time. Too ambitious. He left it blank. A siren wailed. The walls melted. A suited figure emerged. You failed to declare purpose. You are now an unfilled entity. Hugo looked down. His hands were outlines. His body, a transparent void. He gasped. His mouth disappeared. A new form appeared. One question: what is your purpose? And the blank? Oh, the blank waited. I hope you enjoyed those. Now for this week, we have the writing prompt of, I can explain, but you won't believe me. As always, I invite you to share your prompt response with me on Blue Sky using the hashtag PromptedPodcast, and I'll feature a few random submissions in the next episode. I can't wait to see what creativity ignites within you. Happy writing! Thank you for listening to another episode of Prompted, where we spark imagination one writing prompt at a time. Be sure to tune in each week for fresh inspiration. You can subscribe on our website, thepromptedpodcast.org, or find us on your favorite podcast platform.